This is St. Louis Public Radio. The head of Missouri's statewide LGBT advocacy group may go from changing minds to changing laws. A.J. Bockelman announced Tuesday he's resigning at the end of October, but eventually we may see him run for a seat in the state legislature. Bockelman told St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler he's stepping down now for several reasons. The fight for same-sex marriage is over. He wants to spend time with family as they grieve several recent deaths, and he's looking for a less stressful job, or at least for a different kind of stress.
It has been a challenging environment in the sense that one of my predecessors actually probably put it best. One, you're going to do more to keep the doors open than the actual work that brought you here. And two, you're probably going to fight more with people who are supposed to be on your side than your actual opponents.
Can you add any specifics to that about what situations that might have occurred in?
I think to kind of look at where I've enjoyed most of my time has been within the legislature. And, you know, early on, it was so clear that not all the Democrats were actually with us. Now we have a significant number of Republicans that are actually with us. So considering that classically the Democratic Party was supposed to be on our side and the work that we've had to do to shore that up in a number of different ways has been pretty interesting.
So do you know what you'll be doing next?
I don't actually have any direct plans as yet. I've had some interactions with our corporate partners we've worked with. I've also talked to some of our national partners, national LGBT organizational partners, and I've looked a little bit at political seats. My main imperative is just simply to take a little bit of time to focus on myself and my family. And whatever role I step into, I just hope to not be wearing quite as many hats as what this requires right now.
You mentioned political seats. Can you talk more about that?
There will be a couple of different seats that are open here within the state legislature, so I will give some thought to that. I don't know exactly if that will materialize, but I'm keeping that door open.
And so is there a seat in your area of residence?
I currently reside both within Representative Michelle Kratky's seat as well as Senator Joe Kevany's seat.
And do you feel like it's a place you could make some effective change?
I think that it's important to have an out LGBT voice in the state legislature. And we're down now to only Representative Mike Colonna, and he's termed out after 2016. Currently, we don't have any other out candidates tapped to run for office. So I'm going to watch that closely.
So as executive director of PROMO, what's been your proudest accomplishment?
I think honestly, part of it is the capacity that we've actually developed because we've been able to impact the overall policy in the state, working at every branch to make sure that we're moving things forward, whether it's the executive branch to see the executive orders realized that Governor Nixon has now issued 3 executive orders.
And can you briefly just describe the executive orders?
The first was in 2010, extending employment protections to all state employees. The second covered couples being able to file taxes jointly. And then the most recent was the executive order implementing the Obergefell decision, which was the marriage equality decision. It's been challenging to not see the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act pass as yet in the legislature. We are on the cusp of it. And in many ways, we've whittled away at it from the federal side and other policies at the local level.
If you had a crystal ball, what would you say would happen and when?
I think that within 3 to 5 years, we have the protections extended either at the state or the federal level, one of the two. Both seem elusive at this point in time, but public opinion is quickly changing.